Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Praise God. Thank you. You are in a place of learning. Hopefully we're going to learn something. You may be seated. We're a little bit different tonight. And this is a place of learning. And you know, churches, we should learn in churches. And what should we learn in a church? Everything about life. We should learn about money. We should learn about marriage. We should learn about relationships. We should learn about healing and health. We should learn about everything that is available to us in the Word of God. Amen. And so welcome, watching by way of the internet. We're so glad you've joined us. Let's just pray right now. Father, I just thank you in the name of Jesus that you use me as an oracle for your word to come forth, Father God, and that, Father God, that revelation would be caught today in the name of Jesus. Help me that as I speak, the word you take into the hearts of your people would become a revelation and not just information, and it would illuminate in their minds and their hearts, and they'd be able to stand stronger in faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, tonight we're talking about, and probably the next two Wednesdays, we're going to be talking about the meaning of Pentecost. Everyone say the meaning of Pentecost. And the reason why I chose this particular subject, because I had so many to choose from, was because Sunday, the 23rd of this month, is Pentecost. So I thought this will lead straight into Pentecost. And what we're going to learn tonight is the meaning of Pentecost. And we're also going to look, the next two will be the experience and evidence of Pentecost. And then the last one will be Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost. And so we'll lead straight into that Sunday, Pentecost Sunday. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to move mightily among his people on Pentecost Sunday, just like he did in the upper room. Amen. Now, we're going to be looking at Acts 2. If you've got your Bibles with you, you can turn to them. Next week, I'll give you different notes. We weren't sure what we were doing now. So you've got some room there. You can write down a note or two. If you've got a Bible you can lean on or some you can press on, that'll be great. But we want you to take notes, and we're going to be looking at Acts 1 and Acts 2, and the studying verses are Acts 2, 1 through 21. In verse 12, this section of Scripture, a very important question is asked. And we're going to look at that in a minute. And the question is this: what does it mean? What does this all mean? And what does it mean to me? If we had been in Jerusalem on that particular day, we would have asked the same question, for something amazing took place. Now, you've got to understand that Jerusalem was packed with people, not only from Jerusalem, but from the whole of Israel, Judah and Israel, all of the whole country together. And then there were also people coming from Ethiopia and other nations, because today was a very special day. And it was a day where they would come to present their first fruits. Everyone say first fruits. You can write that down. Pentecost was a day when they would come to present their first fruits. And that was the first fruits of their harvest for the year. And Pastor Adam was talking now about giving and offering and tithes and offerings. Let me just say this very clearly. The tithe is a tenth of your income, 10%. An offering can be $1, $5, $1,000, whatever. But the tithe is a tenth of your income. And the first fruits, I always like to, the first fruit of my year, give the whole thing into the kingdom. Your first paycheck of the year, sow it. That's how my wife and myself live. And you can see it works for us. And then if you start a new business, I know you need every cent you can get, but first fruits. Think about that, because God honors the first fruit when it's done in faith. Amen. And so they'd have come from so many different places into Jerusalem. So Jerusalem was like a hive of activity. Imagine a beehive, just the buzz, 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 all the buzzing going on in the hive, and honey being produced. Well, they were there. And the Lord Jesus himself had now at this point. Now, we're talking the day of Pentecost, not years before. We're talking about the time that Jesus had completed his earthly ministry. He had completed his earthly ministry, having died on the cross, having risen and having ascended. But before going back to heaven, he did something. And he had given a command and a promise to his own disciples. So now this particular day of Pentecost, we know Pentecost means 50, the number 50. And Pentecost, this particular one, was after Jesus had died and risen from the dead. The ones before, he hadn't died and risen from the dead. So this one has special relevance and special meaning to it. And in the meantime, he had told his disciples. He had told them something. And we're going to look at Acts 1, verse 4 from the Passion Translation. And here's what it means. He said, Jesus instructed them, don't leave Jerusalem, but wait here until you receive the gift I told you about. The gift the Father has promised. The gift the Father had promised. You've got to always remember that Jesus said, I don't say anything that my Father has not told me. So if Jesus said something, if he said, be healed, you know, the Father said, heal them. He said, I don't do anything, I don't say anything, and I don't go anywhere without the Father's instruction. So he had submitted to the authority of his Father, the higher authority while he was in the earth. Amen? And so don't leave Jerusalem, but wait here until you receive the gift I told you about, the gift the Father has promised. Verse 5, for John, the Baptist, this is, baptized you in water. But in a few days from now, you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that just before he ascended. He told them, don't leave Jerusalem. But at one stage before that, he had said to them, I want you to go into all the world and preach the gospel. But he says, don't leave Jerusalem until you've received the promise of the Father. And later on, he says, and you will receive power from on high. Then go into all the world, because you need the Holy Ghost power. Everyone say, I need the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, the fact is that when you become born again, you get the Holy Spirit. You get the Holy Ghost. He comes and resides in your temple. And so you've got the Holy Ghost already. And so in simple obedience, the disciples, what they did was they met together to wait upon the Lord, and they did this for a period of 10 days. I don't know if you're aware that there were over 500 and something people that were invited to go and join them in the upper room, but only 120 went into the upper room. And they waited there for 10 days. And you can see that, look it up in Acts 1, 13 and 14, write that down, and Acts 2, 1 and 3. Then something very wonderful happened. And we're looking at Acts 2, verse 1. Now watch here. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, everyone say, fully come. You see, God will not start something and not finish it. And you need to know that he's the author and finisher of your faith. And if you stick and cling to God, he will finish everything that you are designed to accomplish. And you will fulfill your mandate and you will fulfill your own destiny. But that's being led of the Spirit of God. Amen. And so he says here, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. They were in agreement. Everyone say agreement. Amen. They were all in one place, in one accord, for a period of 10 days in agreement. Say agreement. Not taking and not giving offenses. Agreement is not giving an offense, and agreement is not taking an offense. And they were all in one place together in one accord for a period of 10 days, verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing, mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. It filled every crevice, every part, the whole house. Now remember, they were in the upper room. So that means there was room underneath them. That means there was a house. It's like a two-story or three-story house. They were in the upper room, upstairs, when the whole house was filled with a mighty rushing wind. A mighty rushing wind. I don't know if you've ever experienced a mighty rushing hurricane or a mighty rushing tornado. I believe this was something very, very similar to a hurricane that was blasting. Have you heard a hurricane? I mean, have you heard the sound it makes? And the whole house was filled with a mighty rushing wind where they were sitting. So it filled the whole house where they were sitting, but it was attracted to where they were in one accord. And if you look through the Bible, you'll see later on, Acts 4, 29 and 30, when they prayed for the Lord to give them a boldness to preach the word, they prayed that prayer in one accord and the whole house began to shake. You see, God is not a meek little God. He is the God of heaven's armies. You got to understand that this is a God that can put a stop, and he's going to put a stop to the biggest war ever going to take place with a word out of his mouth. That's a power that God holds. Amen. Now watch here. Verse 3, then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. So this pillar of fire came into the place, the mighty rushing wind. They saw the pillar of fire, and then out of that pillar of fire, little offshoots went and sat on each person's head. And it was, listen, it must have been something so supernatural and so powerful. They were sitting there, and one of those cloves of tongues of fire, cloven tongues of fire, sat upon each one of them. I find that a strange way of saying it, cloven tongues of fire. But we know what it did. Watch verse 4. The essential thing happens now. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterances. So this must have been the most amazing thing, because later on you're going to see that the people that were from all different parts of the land and all different places heard these guys speaking in their own dialect and their own tongue. You see, now a lot of people think that that's what tongues are supposed to be, speaking in another language. And that's not the case. You can speak in another language. I know at one stage I spoke a little bit of Hebrew. Someone told me. I know people have spoken in tongues and someone recognized it as Spanish or something else. So that can happen. But that's not the main thing. Because if that were the case, he says, building yourselves up in Jude 20, build yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So if I'm praying in German, I'm building myself up. Well, I'm praying in Spanish? No. Other tongues is your heavenly language. And we might get into that a little bit later. But these disciples of Christ then began preaching the gospel in known languages through, though unknown to themselves. They started speaking other people's languages. And I'm telling you, God had to do a miracle, sign, and wonder, because he had to get the attention of the people and begin the church. This is when the church age began.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka.